Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A proposed revision of the response of Hamas to U.S. President Trump's proposal. Translated. The Islamic resistance movement Hamas is fully aware of the treacherous role played by the Arab and Muslim entities, abandoning the people of Gaza and Palestine, chaining the Muslim armies within their barracks, and gagging the mouths of Muslim peoples, whose blood boils and who are prepared to fight alongside their people in Palestine and to fight, indeed, to kill the Jews. The Hamas movement also knows well the international efforts and the efforts of the U.S. President Donald Trump, the principal supporter of the Jewish entity. Were it not for their vicious, malicious efforts, that grotesque entity would not have been able to commit massacres that even beasts of the jungle would be incapable of committing. The movement understands that the U.S. president and the international community sought to halt the war on Gaza not out of compassion, but because the Jewish entity has exhausted all possible killing, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, and destruction of the land and the displacement of the people. Furthermore, Trump's efforts are primarily aimed at freeing Jewish prisoners, who are dear to him and to the hearts of the rulers of the Arabs and Muslims. The movement is aware that the Gaza Strip is no longer fit for living. Therefore, it recognizes that displacement is an existing reality once the borders are opened. Within this framework, and in order to achieve a ceasefire and the full withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, the movement declares its inability to continue the resistance in light of the betrayal by the agent regimes that exist in the Muslim world. The Hamas movement announced its agreement to release all occupation prisoners, both the living and the remains of the dead, in accordance with the exchange formula contained in the enemy, the bitter adversary, President Trump's proposal, provided that the field conditions for the exchange are made available. In this context, the movement affirms its readiness to immediately enter talks with the sincere elements within the armies of the Islamic Ummah, especially in the neighboring countries, Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, Syria, and other powerful Muslim countries, such as the Hejaz and nuclear Pakistan, to devise a sound military plan to carry out the liberation that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. The Hamas movement also renews its agreement to return the Palestinian issue and the Gaza Strip to the bosom of the Islamic Ummah. The Islamic Ummah alone carries the issue and is responsible for liberating all Muslim lands, particularly the blessed land of Palestine. We will not accept handing over the administration of the Gaza Strip to any party other than the Ummah, not to a quote-unquote Palestinian body subordinate to the traitorous Oslo Authority, nor to a body affiliated with the failing Arab regimes and with America and the Western colonial powers, whether led by the butcher of Iraq, Tony Blair, or anyone else. As for the other matters in President Trump's proposal concerning the future of the Gaza Strip and the authentic rights of the Palestinian people, these are governed by divine Sharia rulings, over which Trump or anyone else has no say. We see no future for them except liberated under a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, with his stronghold being the noble Al-Quds. We also reject all related international laws and resolutions. They are all biased toward the Jewish entity and unjust toward the blessed land of Palestine and its people. Moreover, all resolutions issued by international bodies, which were merely meant to throw dust in people's eyes, have not been applied on the ground, which confirms that these institutions and bodies are complicit with the Jewish entity and conspiratorial in committing massacres against innocent Muslims. Finally, we condemn everyone's betrayal of us and affirm that the Palestinian issue is a military issue and is a responsibility of the Muslim armies. The armies must first liberate themselves from their rulers and their traitorous commanders, and grant Nusra, material support, to Hizb al-Tahrir, the party with the project of the Khilafah that will rule by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, and mobilize the armies to do what the Ummah was obligated to do since the establishment of the Jewish entity on the blessed land of Palestine, consistent with what was related from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as glad tidings.
تقاتلكم يهود فتسلطون عليهم ثم يقول الحجر يا مسلم هذا يهودي ورائي فاقتله.
You will fight the Jews until one of them hides behind a stone or a tree, which will say, O Muslim, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him. Reported by Al-Bukhari, Muslim, and Al-Tirmidhi, from Ibn Umar Al-Faruq, who was a conqueror of Bayt al-Maqdis. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Bilal al-Muhajir, Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.